But I feel like I've been here before.
Because you will see all of our...
all the time.
Honestly, Maeve, you are my friend and I am not happy about this. You are literally...
No, I appreciate the stand.
I love the DIYs. Yeah.
I know you do. Would you do any of it?
No.
Not a hope, not a chance.
No.
No. But I love watching it.
Yeah, fair.
I'm like, wow, stick it on. Yeah. Gorgeous. Love that. Would you do it? No.
Yeah. Right. I think it's time to get into
paint
it.
That thing.
Shall we start this podcast, people?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Welcome back to the Glow Home, where beauty meets interior, and we throw in a lot of life for good measure too.
I'm Paul Kinsler, interiors fanatic, and this is my gorgeous husband, Mark Rogers.
That's me. Yes, beauty obsessed and permanently stressed. That is me. That is my life. But we have a very, very special guest with us today. She is a fitness guru. She is an entrepreneur. Is there anything you don't do? It is our very good friend, which is the most important part, the lovely Maeve Madden. Woo-hoo. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Do you remember that time I wrote it back? I was like, get that in.
I'm an author.
I forgot you wrote a book.
I know.
Wait, you wrote a book?
Yeah, what was the premise of the book again?
Beat your bloat.
Beat your bloat.
It was recipes.
2018 special.
Okay. It was really good.
It was.
Resurface?
It was. No.
Relaunch?
Never again. One hit wonder.
Oh my God, I forgot you wrote a book.
Yeah.
Oh. Genuinely, is there anything you have not done? We'll get into this.
We'll get into DIY
for one.
I was like, been on TV, but then remember I did the crown.
You did the crown.
I did.
Maeve is in the fucking crown.
Season 1, episode 6. 2 minutes, like 20 seconds in, 13 seconds screen time. I made the Daily Mail, just like you.
Yeah, me and Maeve, we love the Daily Mail.
That was the topless
hunk.
Me and Maura Higgins, who I'm seeing next week, because we are doing an event for her and Mac next week. And
I love that.
I'm going to be rekindled with Maura Higgins, who I ended up on the front of the Daily Mail with Maura Higgins. She was putting tan on my body at some event and basically they named me as, they didn't know my name. No. They just called me.
They could have done their research. They it wouldn't have been research. Hard to find.
No.
They called me the partially clothed hunk. And honestly,
I take it.
Front of the Daily Mail, partially clothed hunk. Life made. I was ready to
that
delete
was in
my Instagram
your bio like, for a really long
really
time.
Long time.
It's gone.
Sadly gone. But yes, and who was the first person to send me a screenshot of me being on the Daily Mail?
Me.
Maeve Madden.
My Daily Mail days are done now.
Are you done with it?
Yeah, I don't Daily Mail anymore.
Oh.
No, do you?
No. I don't read a newspaper.
You were looking at me like, oh my God.
I know.
No, but you loved a Daily Mail though.
I did. Yeah. And then I found it was just like, so much misinformation.
I know.
Yes,
I
don't we know needed whereas, better sources.
Whereas now we take our source from TikTok, which is even worse.
No, it's great. I go down so many holes.
I have a topic we'll talk later.
We're going to talk about. Yes, we have a lot to discuss. Mm. But before we get started, obviously you're a very good friend of ours. How did we meet? How did this happen? I actually don't know.
No idea.
It's a really long time ago, though.
Maybe at an event over a decade ago. I have photos of us where we look so young.
We look so
beautiful. And I'm like, well, I still look the same babies until I look back. And then I'm like, absolutely not. Yeah. I have aged.
Yeah, I am so sad when I look back at 10 years ago. But also I feel like I've lived a lot of life since then. So it's
which
not
is
so
good.
Bad.
I'm really happy where I am.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello, Dr. Zizmore. Take me back 10 years. Paul's like, I'm happy where I am. I'm like, all right, pal.
Well, like, I mean,
come on. So yeah, we met a really long time ago. We've been friends forevermore.
Must have been an event.
I think it was an event. Yeah. I think it was, I was trying to get you to come to benefit events.
Probably.
And we met in that world.
God, that was a decade ago.
And then you were kind of.
At least a decade.
You were kind of like.
I was in London then.
Yeah, so like you'd just fly in.
Yeah.
You'd fly in and then Maeve would be all around. And basically I would have to make
so much effort. Now I won't leave the apartment. People are like, do you want to come for an event? I'm like, God, that's like 15 minutes away. I used to fly from London to come to an event.
You did.
God,
and also, it's like on edge. When you were home, it used to be like we used to have full agenda. We're like, right, we'll do lunch this time.
Yeah.
Then we'll be ready for the event and we'll go, go, go.
I'll just send you a voice note.
No, it's just
six minutes.
Yeah. Hello, here's an update on my life. You actually, you do your own podcast. They're called voice notes.
Yes, I do. Like, I sit down, make a cup of tea.
I really enjoy a long voice note.
I love a big voice note. Yeah. My friend just sent me like a 10-minute on the way over. Couldn't listen though. Andrew was in the car.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sometimes you put it in speed two. Yeah. I'm like, he's like, how do you hear? I'm like, so you do.
But also, I feel like when you get a good 10-minute, it's good to like save that for a moment where you can really cherish it. Amazing. So obviously, you and I have been friends for a long time. Lots has changed.
And
for
I didn't meet Paul for like ages.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Paul existed.
I know.
Surprise.
I know.
It was
the story of my life.
He's like, surprise. There he is.
I don't know when we first. Andrew.
Yeah.
We kept him hidden.
Yeah. I don't know when we first met though. I feel it was in the sidecar where everything starts.
Well, and ends.
And ends. Yeah.
Don't bring it up.
Me and Maeve.
Maybe
some,
I can because I've seen the other side of it.
Me and Maeve had some very good times in the sidecar and some times when it went too far. It just went too
in
far.
In the sidecar.
We just went.
Sideways.
It just, we won't go there. But obviously you have been around the world quite
I have lived
in London. Mm. You're just back from having lived in Dubai.
Yes.
Well, how long are you back now? A year?
6 months.
Six months.
I keep saying 6 months. May. What month are we in? February. Oh gosh, a long time.
9 months.
9 months.
And
I'm back 9 months.
Dubai.
But still going back and forward.
Hate.
You know, I had a conversation with Andrew literally yesterday. So Andrew, obviously my husband, still works over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He travels there all the time. And we're just really struggling to buy a house.
Mm. And why?
have you tried my house?
No, yeah, but like, is it because you can't find exactly what you want, or you don't know where you want to situate yourself?
No, we can't find what we want. There's just not very much on the market. Yeah. And we just remember that house I was telling you about that was near Mom.
Oh, I do.
And she just came back to us and wants like 20% more than the valuation of the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, do you think I'm stupid? Yeah. Why would I do that? And that keeps happening.
Yeah.
And like a lot of the houses, three of the houses that we bid on and bid more than what they asked for are all still on the market.
Which is so, like, nuts. It's so weird. It's like, so no one's buying it for what you're wanting to get.
No. But then. And so it's just really, it is. So we're thinking maybe to build a house.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I see you building a house.
Yeah.
So I'm calling a guy on Monday. This is literally the past few days.
Okay.
All these decisions.
It's like this.
Breaking news.
Just going to call a guy. Hiya.
We're just going to call
a guy. Can you build me a house?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I've got on to another guy who used to work for my dad and he's going to help sort it out. So we're thinking of doing that. But in the meantime, I don't know where we're, because I can't afford my rent anymore in Dublin. It's extortionate.
It's so expensive.
It's wild.
Yeah. And you're in a really
I have one
area.
Closet, one cupboard, one single unit with three drawers.
What I will say is that room,
that is not.
Everything is in storage.
Oh, no.
You're like,
and I know
like
that's first world problems, but I'm like, where's my stuff? And Andrew's like, it's okay, just calm down. So it's not what I... I love living here, I just really need a home. And also it's like I'm 40 and I really want to just have a house.
And be settled.
And be settled. Yeah. I feel very unsettled.
Yeah.
It is really hard. Like, I mean, especially when for you, like obviously you lived in London for a long time. You're like mom is up in Newry.
Yeah.
Like, and then like Drew is working in Dubai. So like where, if you were to say like, where do you say your home is? Like where is your home currently? Is that a big question?
Let's say something juicy. Home is where my heart is. I don't know. I still call like mom's home home.
Yeah.
Because that's like the only place that has been like our home.
Yeah.
And constant.
You know, and a constant.
And Andrew's also spent a good bit of time there as well.
Yes, exactly. Because we've been together 8 years. Yeah. So like that would, I would still
is it
be
only
like
eight
that.
Years?
So it's only 8 years. Feels like 80
it
sometimes.
It feels like forever. It does.
It's like forever.
It really does.
It feels like as long as we're together because I feel like as long as I've known you, Andrew's been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember pre-Andrew.
In my athlete era.
Yeah.
My athlete era.
That was iconic.
That little black book.
Time. Oh. That little black book.
Yeah.
Good. Some stories there was some, are coming back.
International flights were happening. It was juicy. Great.
I'd be like, Maeve, where I are lived.
You? You did live. Do you know what? You kissed a lot of frogs. Kissed a lot of frogs until you found a gorgeous prince.
I know.
We are all very excited to follow along in your journey as to what happens.
And see where we
home,
end up. Where yeah. God knows.
But in the meantime, you have plenty of things going on. So I think it's time to talk a little bit more about Maeve Madden, the entrepreneur, businesswoman extraordinaire.
You're like the first person that's called me that. Everyone's always like, fitness influencer. I was like, I've done more than that.
Yeah, you have.
You've built a business.
You built an
empire.
A very big.
A queendom.
Very pink empire.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. Love her. So obviously tell us, for people who don't know, which I'm sure everyone does, how dare you if you don't know.
That's okay though. Welcome.
Welcome. For $4.99 per month, you can.
$17. Ours is $18. It's euro.
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 It's $18.99.
So obviously, you have Queenstown Quiz. You have QDQ Club.
Yes.
Talk us through.
Or just QDQ. But we had to add the club because someone random had QDQ.
What
bastards?
Yeah. On Instagram, some
bag of dicks.
Qatari
bag of
dicks. Man.
Did you
message them?
Oh, did you?
Blocked.
Oh,
like for God's sake, you should be able to sue for that kind of thing. Like that's my, I own that.
Did
like,
you trademark it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I should ask Andrew. Of course we did. Andrew, did we trademark that? When's this airing? Yeah. It'll be trademarked by then. 100% is definitely trademarked.
No, of course it is. But the question is, obviously, first came Queenstown Quit. And obviously, it was kind of a thing that happened kind of organically.
Yeah.
Like, how did it happen?
So it happened in, we went into lockdown.
Yeah.
And I was doing live workouts. I decided I would do live workouts. Yeah. I didn't think anyone was really going to join in. Just for me.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just do them for the crack. So pre the live workouts, I was asked, remember Ministry of Science?
Yes.
So do you know Batiste Hairspray?
Yes.
Hair dry shampoo?
Of course, yes.
So they were like, we're doing a big event at Ministry of Sound. Would you create a fun workout for the event? So
oh,
I was
fun.
Like, oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, I shall. So I came up with, I was like, oh, I used to have the Ministry of Sound DVD.
Yeah.
Didn't we all?
We all did. Mm-hmm. Pump it up.
You got to pump it up. And don't you know, pump it up.
The Australian girl. She's like, get lower. Yeah.
So you know, there's an Irish person who is one of the workout people. Yeah, yeah. It's an off camera discussion.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
because it's scandalous.
Yeah, because it's not ended well. I'll fill you in.
Oh,
wow.
Everybody wants to know. The listeners are like sliding into everyone's DMs. So
slide into the DMs, people, if you want a full episode.
So anyway, so I was like, oh, I'll create something like that with like similar vibey music.
Yeah.
And that DVD is also still available on the YouTube.
On the YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Forever to hold us to account.
Forever. I know, it's so good. Anyway, so created this workout, did it at the event. It went down a storm. Yay!
Is this like, did we have like...
This is pre-lockdown.
And this is the first...
January,
but were
I think.
Any of your songs that are like iconic to Queenstown Quit part of that setup?
That was the whole thing.
Okay.
So, like, so it was a 45-minute routine. It was Venga Boys.
Hero,
it was
Shania Twain.
It was the whole thing. Not Hero. The Wacka.
Oh, yeah.
Pump It Up. So it was like all the OG songs that we used.
Yeah.
So then we went into lockdown. I was like, I have this super fun workout.
Yeah.
Everybody should do it because it's like so funny. And I know that I'm also going to be absolutely hanging every single morning.
Yeah.
But we can do this and jump around the room. Yeah. Also, my outfit choices, very questionable.
Really?
Yeah, I will show you.
We evolve. It's okay.
It's really horrendous. I look back and I'm like, one, I don't look fit at all.
Really?
Maybe that's why people joined in.
Stop.
I swear
you
to
have
God,
always
I'm watching
been fit
it
and fabulous.
I'm like, this is wild. And two, the outfits were rather just like, I think because it was lockdown.
Did you look back at your outfits and then be like, okay, that is not acceptable. I'm going to have to create a whole new.
I think it was. I think is why this has been established.
Yeah.
So we did the workouts during lockdown and then like it really hit it off.
Yeah.
And loads of people joined in. And then I believe you joined in also.
We did. Of course, plenty of times. And also what I do think about Queenstown Quit, that was different and made it all kind of special is it wasn't just people coming for a workout. People came as part of like a community. Like a
beginner. Yeah, it was like the crowd.
Very engaged very quickly.
Yeah.
Which has remained to this day, which I think is wild.
And you see it at your events.
Yes.
How engaged and how fun people are.
But
and
I think
open
it is fun.
No, it's,
and I think
it's crazy.
That people really like enjoy it. But a lot of people, everyone was going through a really hard time.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think it was just different because of what I created pre, like that it was all to music. Mm. And it was all like super fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that everybody could do it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like we weren't throwing weights around and you know, anybody could join in.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people really loved it. And then they were doing it with their friends. And then they were doing it with like, you know, the Irish are like everywhere. So it would be like, oh, joining with their friends, you're like in New York or wherever they're Australia, wherever.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, so then it was like, that's why it became a whole thing. And from that, then we wanted to develop an app.
Yeah.
And that failed.
Okay.
Majorly before the current app.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I was like, there is an app.
There
right?
is an app, but it wasn't a smooth
sailing. Oh, I remember
sailing.
This. I remember this.
And what happened?
Just didn't work.
It just didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just didn't work.
And it's really like, I think that people always see like the best of things.
Yeah.
They don't see like all
the
work that goes in.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we created a website first because that's all I could afford.
Yeah.
And apps are really expensive. So basically it's like,
development.
Shall we buy a house or shall we build an app?
Okay.
And I'm like, it's my money.
Let's build an app.
We will build an app. Andrew's like, goody.
He's like,
I love that.
We have nowhere to live, but let's build an app.
Let's build an app. I'm like, it'll work. I had great faith. And I remember I actually still have the recording of like when people are signing up, and like 100 people signed up. And I was like, ecstatic. Oh, I couldn't believe it. And then it was like 200, and then it went to like 5. And then it kind of grew and grew and grew.
Yeah.
And so then after we raised enough money through people being subscribed through the website, I then was like, oh, we'll use that money and we'll build the app.
Okay.
Amazing.
And the first app obviously failed, but that was okay. But you know what? I think because I had such a, and I still do, like I have like such a close bond with all of the girls on Queens Don't Quit. Mm. And everyone was like really, everyone's very supportive and like super encouraging. And when you're just honest with people, I was like, we got majorly effed over.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. And they were like, don't worry.
That's the thing.
And they're going to get them for you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, we'll do it together. And then obviously we invested more of money into the app that we currently have. And now we're going to build a new app.
Oh, great. Wow. Yes. Okay.
And spend more
so
money.
The house is never coming.
Never coming.
But she'll have three apps. She'll have three apps.
And
no apps.
It is really important though, because like there's so much competition out there and you have to keep up with like all
you
the
have
friends.
You have to be evolving.
Exactly. Yeah.
You'll become it's the old lady who lived in her shoe.
Yes.
Oh, you do have lovely shoes.
I do have lovely shoes.
So that'll work.
Not today.
No, he's totally sporty. So beautiful. I do think it's really interesting that like, obviously, the big thing that I notice with Queens Don't Quit, when we see any of like your group together at like your events or your fitness events, is how engaged they are, how connected.
They all know you as well.
I know, because I obviously, I get to host some of your lovely events.
We love that.
And honestly, the connection that you have with them, and like you said, the honesty, the transparency you have with them to be like, the app failed. Like a lot of people are too proud to be able to say like, I tried to do this thing and it didn't work. And I actually think it's that like transparency that actually like makes people really engaged with you. You come on some mornings doing your workouts and you're like, girls.
Well, it's really hard, but like I don't know any other apps where people are still doing live workouts.
Yeah, it's
and,
all
like,
recorded.
Not every day you want to wake up and do a live. Like it's a huge... It's been a huge life commitment
from
me and also from Andrew. Like Andrew has to support this.
Yeah.
And
he has to.
I know.
He has no choice.
He's my husband. A divorce would be too expensive.
No money, all in the app.
You can have a third of the app in the settlements. That's all you get. Yeah, you get the third.
10%.
That's
it. Awful. I hope he doesn't listen to us. He never listens to the podcast.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
He better. That get is, those views up.
Views
so,
up.
So then obviously it makes like this, or I just think like the progression of everything for you is like so, makes so much sense mm-hmm. in the sense that like it started organically with the workouts, then came like Queenstown Quit, then the app for Queenstown Quit.
Yeah.
And now you're giving people the beautiful clothing yeah. to wear while doing their workouts. How cool is that?
We actually... Pre-COVID, so in 2019, I decided I was going to do a clothing line.
I remember this.
Do you remember?
I remember.
So horrendous.
Okay.
What? Oh my God, I look back and I was like, what are those colors? What was I thinking? But anyway, and I'm so glad that failed. Mm. So.
No, you just never went into production.
Yeah, because we were doing it with, so someone asked us to do it with them.
Okay.
So thank God that I failed.
Yeah.
And we said, I mean, I could possibly be extremely rich though, because if we would have gone into lockdown, everybody would have been like,
Oh yeah. But at the same time.
But no, they wouldn't because it was.
But you were doing were it with really someone.
Bad? We were doing it with
and
someone.
And therefore. Yeah. You don't, sorry. I'm
then
like, I've got a floating glass.
Like ghosted us.
But it's you wouldn't have had full control over. You have one over there, by the way. They're really lovely glasses.
They are lovely. I was just thinking, they're
these
very
are
nice.
Our good friends, Lise Potter Dixon.
Yeah.
Oh, these, they're margarita glasses.
I was thinking, and they come with a
thing that you can do a tahini rim.
Nice. Tahini rim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cute. We love them.
Hand blown.
We love
it. Oh, dirty.
We love a salty mum.
But yes, if you had a. Going right back. Yeah. If you had done it with that person, you wouldn't have had full control and it wouldn't
it was
have been the quality.
Maisie Daisy.
Are you what?
Oh my.
Yeah, because that was my nickname at home. My parents called me that.
You were going to have
I was
a clothing
call
range.
It's
like an MSN name.
Maisie Daisy.
It is like an MSN name.
It is. Wow. So we're so glad that failed.
Your credibility would have been.
That's why it failed.
Yeah. I love it. I was like, I really want to get Maeve on. She can talk about just how amazing and successful she is. That failed.
Yeah.
And then that failed.
Maisie Daisy.
But you have to fail all the time.
Yeah,
I
of course
love
you
failing.
Do.
I fail yeah. all the time.
I think failing is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always say to the girls, like on the Queenstown Clash, I'm always like, we have to fail all the time. Otherwise, like one, like winning then doesn't feel so good.
Yeah.
And then also you can't push yourself.
Yeah,
like,
true.
You don't learn anything if you don't fail.
Yeah.
So that failed.
Yeah.
And then we did, it's been a really long time with the clothing.
It's hard to do. Product business is so much harder, isn't it?
A lot of feels with the clothing.
Yeah.
But I feel like now we're, so it's been like two years.
Mm. Yeah.
It will be two
I
years
love this
in
era.
May, but we just, in June. So it took a year to do our first launch.
Yeah.
And now it'll be like a year since then in June.
So what you're wearing today is the Merlot set?
It's the Merlot
And then there's
set.
Also the Espresso.
Espresso.
I'm like, Espresso. No, I was about to say Nespresso. Yeah, definitely not that.
No.
Definitely not
Espresso.
That.
Espresso. And then we have a new one coming next month. It's blue. It's gorgeous. It's called
kind of
Imperial blue.
Is it like your...
It's like a navy, but it's kind of like, it's like a darker than this.
Okay.
It's really gorgeous.
Okay.
And then we have a summer collection coming. But the team is really growing. So that's super exciting.
Yeah,
so
good.
So we're like really growing. And most of the team are all based in London.
London.
So I'm actually flying to London tomorrow. For meetings.
Business.
Who am I?
Don't you stay there too long. Don't you stay there too long.
No, we're going out for like one day.
A question from my trainer. Is the black coming back? She loves the black.
What black?
You did black leggings.
Black leggings.
Yeah.
Oh.
She
yes,
loves them.
We are doing, that's next month.
Yeah.
We're doing black and
she,
then.
She tells
question
me her
from
fangirling.
Caller.
No, from Catherine. Catherine loves you. Yeah.
Oh, hi,
and
Catherine.
Yeah. She actually tells me more about you than I know from watching your social media because she watches you day and day.
Oh, anyway.
And
that.
You don't watch my day
we
and day.
Do,
day.
But
no,
like,
I don't watch you guys day and day.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's okay.
How dare you? There will be a pop quiz next time I see you. There'll be a pop quiz. I'm like, pop quiz. Okay, we're going to do our next section, which is my favorite section of the podcast, which is called Glow Up or Blow Up. Okay.
Blow up or blow
and basically,
well, we've heard a lot of blowups.
We have. And basically, the idea is that we talk about something that is happening in the world right now or are happening on social media.
Mm.
And we are like, do we stan it?
Oh, okay.
And like, we think it's like glow up, we love it. Or do we hate it, blow up, get rid of it? Okay. Okay. So, first and foremost, oh, there's actually quite a few.
Oh, good.
Do you want to do your one first?
Okay. Yes, okay. I do. Because we've chatted quite a bit about the Diddy scandal.
Oh, we have. Nothing's happening right now. It's very boring.
Have you heard, though, the thing with the LA fires?
Yes.
So for anyone who doesn't know, apparently there is rumors going.
Are you starting what are they called? Conspiracy theories.
There's two. I went down a deep dark hole on TikTok. Conspiracies. So there's two things.
That factual site that we all go to. Factual app.
One is debunked. One is completely debunked in that there was, his house was up in flames and part of the LA fires, but it was actually a mansion in 2004. But that he owned. But the other one that I've heard is more.
Hold the baby oil.
Baby oil.
Baby oil and lube.
Actually started the LA fires? B Diddy's baby oil.
But actually, it's more around the people who are associated with it and their homes going up.
So it's like a protection thing. Like they're like burn their house to the ground so no one finds the evidence that they're. Yes.
I don't want to say because there's some very big names that people are throwing around. Yeah, let's do like a rhyming.
We've just started this podcast. Can we not get it shut down?
Yeah, we're not like getting
episode
shut
two.
But basically, they're saying that it was started by somebody as well in certain areas to get rid of evidence.
Whose houses did go on fire?
That's the question, isn't it?
Paris Hilton's is gone.
I know.
Poor Paris. No, but it was her beach house.
Yeah, it was fine.
She was like, that's what I loved. She's like, my house is gone. I was like, poor Paris. Memories. And then she was like, it's my beach house. And I was like, wait.
Oh, go away.
It's just one of the 10,000 houses that you have. Yeah.
And she was like, we're all going to have to go and stay in the hotel.
I do feel very sorry for Heidi and Spencer. Well, I feel sorry for them, but I also feel like they're leading in this. They've had a revival.
They did. Good for them.
Did you see the TikTok of Spencer? They went to their burnt down house. Did you see this?
No.
And he's like, we just want to see if anything survived from our safe, our vault that was in the house.
Oh my God.
So they find the vault and you think it's an actual real thing where he's like, oh, we're going to try and like our treasure gifts. And he pulls out a t-shirt that is Heidi's album cover.
Aww.
And is like, and he plays the song. Now he's literally just promoting the album again.
Good.
I'm like, all right,
Do you think they made a lot of money in the day? Probably.
Not that
much. I would say they did.
Yeah, I would have said.
There has to be so many streams to make money, right?
Was that streams now? Like,
I don't know.
This is. Anyway.
Anyway.
Do we think it's a glow up or a blow up? Do we think it's factual and true?
No, I can't use the word glow up on anything associated with Diddy or Diddy adjacent. It's all a blow up.
Okay.
I agree.
It's all a blow up.
I think it's a blow up.
Yes. Get rid.
Yeah.
Get rid.
Do you think
for
it's
sure.
True?
No.
You don't think that some
I
of the
don't
fires
think that the
started?
Fires were started because of Diddy.
No, not. I don't know.
No, I think it's just a fire, guys. I think we're trying hard now to make connections. I think it was just
Mother Nature.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on fitness influencers? Are they a glow up or are they a blow up?
You don't have to name names.
Because like there's a lot, like I am obsessed now with like the, like for example, nutritionists who like go after like influencers, like fitness influencers who will be like, oh, you can wear, there's this one particular girl who makes all these TikToks all the time. She's an Irish girl and she makes all these TikToks. And basically there's someone who now goes and reviews every single one that she does. Because she's like, this is zero calories. This is zero calories. And he's like,
It can't be zero calories.
You're consuming, it can't be zero calories.
Yeah.
So like, do you think like the fitness influencer world has like gotten to a place where it's like,
I feel like there's different types of influencers.
Tell us more.
I feel like with fitness, like myself, like I try and just keep it like the majority of it fitness, and then I'll share some recipes that I like, and I don't try and go into too much detail of the nutritional aspect, even though I've obviously done nutritional courses and things.
Yeah.
Do I have a degree? No. Am I a doctor in that?
Yeah.
No. Like even the dietitians, the dietitian is like a higher version of a nutritionist who will come after nutritionists.
Okay.
It's just an endless cycle.
But also, I also feel like with nutrition, it's like government guidelines.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, who's funding the government? Like, why are they telling us to eat certain things? And a lot of people sit on the fence.
Isn't there the
like
thing
that
with like back in the day we used to have the triangle, yes, and now they've changed the triangle because actually it's like they're like it actually benefits them and farming and all this kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
So no one's being real.
So no one. I think it's really hard. Real. But you have like fitness influencers, and then you have like health and fitness influencers. So the ones who are like predominantly around like food and like calories and weight loss and stuff like that. And a lot of them I don't like or agree with, and I feel like a lot of them just do it for clickbait. Not actually beneficial to anyone.
We just did a bonus episode, our last episode was about the real influencer, you know, the person who's like, I'm gonna tell you the real deal, and it's all clickbaity and cloudy and really annoying,
and they gain like, you know, loads and loads of followers and stuff like that, and I'm just like, like, I just don't like that.
No, I don't.
And
either.
Like, with work people, that like the kind of like team that we have, they're like, oh, you should do that. And I'm like, but that's not me.
Me, yeah.
Like, that's, not, I don't want to be like, do these three things. To, are you eating this?
Yeah. And
like,
I hate I hate those ones that are like, lose fat. And then they go into a spiel about something completely different.
Okay, so we're blowing all them up.
Yeah.
So that we're not being complete negative energy. What do we,
but
what are
some
we loving?
Are great,
what are we loving?
Like me. Wonderful. Wonderful. But there are
some. We're blowing up Maeve Madden, guys.
So, yes, blowing up. But there are some who are like, who are very, and like, who are great, and I like that I follow and that I love to follow.
Is there, is there anyone that you would say, okay, I think this person's a really good content creator, fitness person, someone that you admire or like?
No. Silence. Crickets.
I'm trying to think. You put me on the spot, and I'm like,
I know. I'm sorry. If I, someone was to ask me that question, I would find it really hard as well. Like, I'm like, I don't know who is creating really good content that I'm actually like really obsessed with at the moment. Like, I don't know that I know the answer to that right now. I'd have to really think about it.
I really love this girl who does Pilates with weights, and she's very much like, you can't get my body unless you like do the weight training as well as the Pilates.
Okay,
and like,
good.
Eat, like this is like eat all these whole foods. I really hate the girls. I would love to blow up the girls who do the like, you know, the like crappy food, like the ultra processed food desserts and stuff.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
Eat this whole cheesecake for 5 calories and then like eat it and it's all over their titties, and I'm like, I don't know what that is, but I don't want to eat that cheesecake. There are people who do that.
I know who you're talking about.
Anna, it's like OnlyFans for
Do you know what it is? It's
or
actually
like beige pages.
It's them actually.
I'm like, stop wanting to eat junk food. We're gonna eat healthy food.
We're gonna talk about this in our bonus episode in just a second.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that what they're doing is they're trying to actually excuse the fact that they're just being trying to be sexy.
Yeah.
So like, no, what I'm talking about is the food. Why am I literally looking at your boobicles for the entire thing?
Like, put your nipple away.
It's like trashy Nigella Lawson.
Yes. Oh, like, we love the
microwave.
I mean, bring back a microwave.
We love Nigella.
Okay, so sorry. What are we loving? Trying to get us to a
We're loving part. Pilates with weight training.
Pilates. People who are just transparent and open.
People, but also who just like stay in their like...
in their lane.
Kind of like to what they know. Like, you know, if you're a personal trainer and you want to like promote fitness, great.
Yeah.
But like, I just... I'd like to blow up the ultra processed foods and trying to make excuses for it being healthy.
I'll tell you who I would like to glow up. Your lovely friend, Steph, who I think creates the most beautiful content and also is very open
Steph
about
Ellswood.
Her. Yeah.
Oh, we love her. She's due her baby so soon.
I know.
I know.
But she, I just
and her
feel
very
like,
gorgeous runner of a
so
boyfriend.
Beautiful.
Oh, is he beautiful?
Lewis.
Yeah,
so
he's
lovely.
Very beautiful. But I also think that like she really tells her story. She obviously, she is sober and she like is really transparent and open about her story and how it all happened and how it all came to be. What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at?
She is sober. And I remember having one of my like drunkest nights. She is sober now. This was before. Yeah. But sometimes I'm just like,
did you do it?
Am I the reason she's not sober?
I'm actually thinking,
am I the drama?
You know, that she shows all those videos from back when she was partying. I'm like, are you in those?
No, I am.
Are you the person?
No, I am not.
Well, I really love her.
But we have great fun together.
She is a perfect example that you do not need to drink. You can have a good time.
But we do like to drink.
We do like to drink. Okay, so any other glow-ups or blow-ups for you, Paul?
I just want to know, is there anything on social media that you have an ick for?
Well, the titty desserts.
Well, titty desserts, outside of titty
like
desserts.
Like a personal ick. My personal ick right now is, why does it keep changing?
I feel like we get into a rhythm
and then I'm like, oh, this is really working. And then like, we're not doing. Or that's not like a thing anymore. And it's like, why is it just keep, I don't have time to keep up with these changes. Like it's
You've got businesses going on.
We've got a lot of business. And you're busy. Don't post as much anymore on social. So then I'm like, why aren't I growing?
But you were at a stage.
I posted twice this month.
But you were at a stage nearly every single day, like posting content.
You were flat out.
It's so much effort, especially when we, when I do like recipes or anything like that. Like it takes hours to create that content on top of work as well.
I find it hilarious that you, because you're so good with stories. You could come on to top stories,
400
stories. And then you'll come on, you'll be like, guys, I haven't posted for 6 weeks. And you're just like, sorry, guys. I just can't do it.
I know. Sometimes I think I should just put the stories on the...
Yeah, great.
But I feel like Instagram, I don't know, is it moving away from being so curated?
Yeah, for sure.
We are like seeing that change.
And it's weird because, so we met with TikTok last week. TikTok are trying to get closer to a nicer aesthetic. And Instagram are trying to get closer
to
like...
I'm not surprised. I go on there sometimes and I'm like, who and how and why?
Yeah.
There's it's a hole really, sometimes.
There's really terrifying things happening. Well, I think that was... I mean, I think Blow Up and Globe is still going to remain my favorite section of the show forevermore.
Is there any more? Do you have any?
No, that's it for you because I'm afraid you're gonna lose your mind. But the last thing I wanted to talk about before we close up today is we share a very similar situation in the sense that we both have to work with our husbands at different times. And that can be
a challenge.
It really can. It works in perfect harmony for me.
Does it?
Really?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. I could kill him. I'm like, we actually, so when we're on Zooms, people are like, oh, are you not together? And I'm just like,
yeah, we are.
No, we are. But like, he works in a totally separate area. So we're like not in the same. He has to leave the apartment.
So I work
from the apartment and then he works from somewhere else.
So I have to leave the house.
You like it as part of your routine though.
Yeah, that's what I tell you.
He does. Mark likes this part of his routine. He likes to run into town, go to the gym, get his coffee, go to the office. That's his part of his.
It is.
Because when he
I would love to have an office. I actually really, I don't really enjoy working from home anymore.
Yeah.
But I think that's because it's not my home.
Yeah.
Oh, and also I just think, I don't think it's really good. Like Paul works from home 90% of the
time. If I could be a hermit and never leave this house, I would.
So weird. We're so.
I do have some days though where I don't like. That's why the dog has been great. Because I actually have to get out and walk him every day.
Paul, it's weird because one of the biggest challenges for us in like working together and creating content together is that we are very different. Paul would happily stay in this house for all eternity and not move.
But we pay enough
for
it.
So you were me. And you were Andrew.
I'm like, I want
to
go
out
for dinner. I want to go out. I want to meet some people. I want to have like social interaction.
Off you
like,
go.
No.
Me too.
Like, bye. 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 And I'm like, so it just means that.
Am I constantly cancelling plans?
We can't
when
work
the plans
together.
Come around, I'm like, what?
Oh my God, we can't do
we
it.
We have to leave the house.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't feel like that ever. I'm like, yay, we're leaving the house. Thank God. But the, we can't live in the house together. Or we.
I think you'll find we do.
We do. Just before the rumor mill starts, we do live in the same house. We can't work in the house together.
No, we can't.
Because it's just too traumatic.
Yeah.
And when we have to create content together all the time.
Yeah, so you do that.
That is tough.
That is hard.
When I say, if people saw what happens behind the camera, it's like, yay, we're so in love, kissy kissy, and then it'll shut going, and be like, what are you doing? Yeah.
We should actually do behind the scenes.
You do a lot of like intricate routines.
Yeah.
I get beaten during
murder. Yeah. Murder.
Oh, yeah.
Murder.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
What about you and Drew? Do you, what's your kind of dynamic like working together?
So we don't work together every day because he has his own businesses.
Yeah.
So he helps with Queens Don't Quit and with QDQ, but I do run the majority of those.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I quite like having him on as like a second set of ears.
Yeah.
That is nice. And also like dealing with, for example, like we make our clothes in Istanbul.
Yes.
Beautiful. And dealing with the factories and stuff.
Yeah.
I just rather that he do it. One, because I'm very blunt and get very frustrated.
Okay. Okay.
Where he is a much nicer way of going about that.
Okay.
So you know his strengths, know your strengths.
Yes, exactly.
Play to them.
But working whenever we're like in the house together drives me crazy. Like even when he comes home for lunch, I'm like, why are you here? He's like, I have to eat. I'm like, 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes. I can hear you. And he also types wrong. I hit like, so I learned how to type properly in school like this.
Okay. Yeah,
where
Andrew
types like this.
One finger types.
So I'm like, the rhythm isn't correct in the keys.
Oh.
This is my mind.
Okay, that's when you know, when you know
so
it's time for you guys not to work together.
A wrong rhythm. And then it's like, oh my God, he's driving me. It's like, so that's why we work separately.
Okay, cool.
But it is nice working together sometimes. But,
and he started.
It's hard though. It is hard.
Yeah.
It is.
And let's go back to the start briefly. He did start as your manager, right?
Yes, he did.
He did.
That's how he's met.
That is how we met. Yeah.
And did you, how was that?
When we worked together. Well, before we got together. So by the end of the year of him being my manager.
Yeah.
I was going to leave because I obviously really fancied him.
Okay.
And the relationship came where I was almost treating him like my boyfriend, making him do things for me.
Okay.
Like, why haven't you done this? And calling him. And so it kind of got to that stage.
It was like, you're going to have to become my boyfriend. Or else it's not going to work.
Or I'm gone. So he's like, oh, fuck it. Now we're married.
Right. Right. We're marrying her.
That's how you get married. Exactly. But that was. Then it didn't really work so well. You know what? I never enjoyed that part of being on social media.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I've never enjoyed paid partnerships like I think I did one last year. I did one last year that we just posted this year.
Your rituals one was gorgeous.
The rituals one.
Oh, sorry.
The filming of that. I think I might have messaged you about that.
I thought it was beautiful.
So it was our Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
And I love, you have the rituals here. Like rituals is
we
gorgeous.
Love rituals.
We actually do use it in the house all the time. But Andrew was to film my rituals, but he also had his annual lunch with his friends.
Oh.
So he,
her videographer was
he was
drunk.
My videographer.
Oh.
And so he got back very late. So it was actually like at 10 o'clock at night. I think I was filming that.
Yeah.
So I filmed like the majority of it by myself, but they're running through the hotel.
Yeah.
I think that's why there's no smiling to camera. It's a lot of the back of my head.
Oh my God.
I was
I
so
need
angry.
To go and watch that again now with that context.
Like the glaring.
But that's the thing. People don't know. Like behind the scenes, like that.
Yeah,
we're
I'm like
killing each other.
But also, it was like Christmas and I'm in this hotel and everybody's coming in. I'm like, you're in my way.
Get out.
This is my set. This 5-star luxury hotel.
This is supposed to be a close set.
What are you doing? I was like, I'll just be 5 minutes.
At 10 o'clock running around a hotel.
Yes, running around the hotel. On the mouth of Christmas.
Like with your drunk husband following you.
With my drunk husband, who I'm not talking to.
Oh, brilliant.
Like, hold the candles.
Brilliant. Oh my God.
Then I lit them. They were like, are you burning candles in the room? I was like, no. Why?
How dare you?
Like, you're not allowed to light candles.
We're set off the fire alarm.
Yes.
But it was a beautiful ad.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, but you don't really enjoy the paid partnership thing at all.
No, I don't. And I never have. Because I actually used to like really hate doing it.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's because like you do get, like, obviously we all know, like, you get, like, it's very restrictive, which I don't enjoy. And it's, like, on a time thing. And not, but then when I'm running, like, Queens Don't Quit, and I'm doing all those live classes, doing all of that, and QDQ, so you just don't have time now.
It's the time.
It is really hard.
I don't even have time to post.
I know. Well, yeah.
We're supposed to do a Valentine's Day post, and I'm like, can I do it today? Valentine's Day has passed. Well, I'm supposed to do this giveaway, and I'm like, should I post that today?
Like, can't, sorry.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
For a QDQ
Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday giveaway.
Make QDQ
love day. Your own day.
Yeah.
What's a weekend of love?
Do you know what to do? There's International Kindness Day is coming up. Do it for that.
Cute.
You'd think my marketing team would be on that. No. Fired. She's all fired.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, guys.
You've just been fired. Well, Meg, we have absolutely loved having you.
Thank you.
There is one thing that I did want to talk about, but I just didn't get a chance to.
Oh, what was it?
And I was supposed to say it right at the very top when we were speaking about your business empire starting, that we forgot to mention that another thing we have in common with Maeve is she also was a dancer.
Yes.
And I'm going there. No, I'm not going to make you do a hard shoe piece.
No, don't worry. Oh, hang on. I have the shoes.
And the socks.
So, get a cassette tip. Yeah.
Maeve.
Rewind that.
Was on Celtic Tiger, the Michael Flatley show, and she was one of the Celtic Kittens. If you were to explain Celtic Kittens as a show, how would you explain it?
Celtic Tiger. I think it was his best show. Like, I loved that show.
I loved that show.
It was a great show.
Really good show.
So it was about, like, the journey from Ireland to America. Like, the famine and stuff. But the songs in it was amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? It was a really amazing experience. I'm really grateful.
Can I tell you? I think Celtic Tiger...
It should make a comeback.
...is basically...
I've been looking for the DVD.
...Lord of the Dance, but more modern and pure sexy.
It's very
sexy. So it is sexy.
Do you remember the girl and they rip off her clothes?
Yeah. Do I remember? It was my favorite part of the show.
First reveal ever.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And she's wearing an American flag bikini.
Yes. Yeah.
She was so gorgeous. She was beautiful.
And Maeve came in for the Celtic Kittens number and they would crawl in like cats.
There was like lots of fun.
It was
And then we did Yankee
YouTube
Doodle Dandy.
Yeah. You did do Yankee
Doodle Dandy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. It's a bit Trumpy.
I honestly feel like
it's very like patriotic.
Yeah. I mean, I know you've had lots of things happen and you've had lots of successes, but for me, you in a bra top on stage with Michael Flatley, I think is your career highlight.
That
in my personal appearance
of that decade of my life.
Of my twenties.
I think it's iconic.
A career highlight of them. If my 30s would be like, what will my 40s bring? Who knows?
We do laugh because obviously this thing that we're Maeve dances and we get it all the time when someone mentions like, oh, you're a dancer. The first thing they do is be like, get up and do a dance.
Go up and do it. So annoying.
So annoying. And twice in the last few years, it's happened to Maeve in my presence. One at your wedding. I literally, it makes me laugh so much because I know how annoying it is. I know how frustrated you are and you're trying to be so nice. And the people are like, do a dance. So it was, one was at your wedding and it was day two and you had to do a full hard shoe piece, which I
really enjoyed that day.
It was so good.
That day was so fun.
I enjoyed day one as well.
Oh, but you weren't there for the ghost. We were talking about that the other day.
No, there was a ghost.
Remember when we were walking back from the bar, and then we went through the gate. And it was definitely a ghost flew past us.
Really?
Yeah, but anyway, we were doing the dancing.
So lots of dancing. And it was a hard shoe piece. And I've never heard a harder hard shoe piece because Maeve was furious. Absolutely furious. Like, click. Like, I was like, oh, she's going to kill someone.
Yeah.
My poor brother had to join in as well.
Yeah, he did.
He got the eyes, I think, from mom.
He was very good, though.
He was very good.
From my mom. Yeah.
He is very, very good.
Don't leave her on her own. Don't leave her.
Did he have hard shoes as well?
No.
He did a little reel.
I think he did like a little treble reel.
It was lovely. And then we went to Lisa's Lust List event. Where basically, we need to talk about this again another day, but basically, is that not the wildest event you've ever been to? It's so bizarre, that whole thing. Like, amazing. She does such a good job. It's so good. Yeah. But also, I literally
such
am...
Like, girls' day out.
Yeah,
like,
it is a girl's day out.
But I'm literally like...
I love how everybody's like,
had all the drinks, but can still be in bed by nine.
Oh, it's like, I love the best. That for you. That's what we want.
We need to do that.
I felt a little bit like I was Daniel O'Donnell there.
Yeah.
Because it's like all the lovely ladies and they're just
and they
like,
love you so much.
They're just like, let's get a picture. And I was like, have I made it? Yeah, am I Daniel O'Donnell?
Or maybe more Graham Norton.
Okay, I'd take that. Yeah. I'd take that. But yes.
Because he's like an interviewee person.
Yeah.
So we went on stage and obviously I was on with Maeve, introducing Maeve, and I mentioned that she was a dancer.
Because Lisa was like, and where did it all start? And Mark was like, she was dancing.
Yeah. I knew what I was doing. Yeah, I knew what I was doing.
Lisa's like,
take the attention off him.
Well, you'll get up and dance, won't you?
Yeah.
And gives you like the mommy eyes. Like you can't say no to Lisa. Oh.
Lisa?
And
no.
I was like, oh no, I simply couldn't.
No.
Oh, but you will.
Oh no, but you will.
And then what she does is she always is, she goes out to the audience and girls, do you all want to see her do a dance?
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do now? Say nothing. No to the 600 women in the room? Yeah. So what did Maeve do?
I got up.
She got up and did a dance.
Yeah.
Pointed my toe.
Pointed your toe.
I actually was quite good.
Good.
Even if you say so yourself. Jean Butler.
You did full Jean Butler.
Did I tell you the following weekend
we ended up at a wedding with Jean Butler?
Yeah.
Stop it. Did she get up and dance?
No.
That's such a shame. It no.
It was.
Rich. Put on river dance. Get her a few drinks. I wouldn't even need drinks. I'd be like, ha ha.
They're just like, there's a saying. We hate when people ask us to dance because they're dancers. Jean Butler. Yeah. Get up and dance.
Yeah. Why wouldn't she?
I don't know. She's very cool now. Yeah. She lives in.
It was
France.
A very cool wedding.
Yeah, very cool.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trendy, trendy, cool. Trendy
and
cool.
Artsy.
Yeah.
Ooh. But yes. It's Jean Butler.
Yeah. Anyway, did you enjoy joining us on Glow Home? Will you come back to us again?
I want to come back. Yeah.
Great. Maybe next time with Prosecco.
Yeah.
Oh, with the drinks.
Champagne.
Yes.
All the champagne Palomas? Next time.
Oh, maybe with little salty rims on the glasses.
Fruit. Let's put them to good use.
Margaritas.
We love margarita. We never
say all of the drinks. Yeah. We could just go through all of the drinks.
We could. We could do a taste test.
A drink for each section.
Yeah. Can you imagine the chaos? Let's do it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. That'll go viral. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us on the Glow Home. We will be back again next week. We actually have a little bonus episode coming up for you shortly. And obviously, make sure that you subscribe and follow us on anywhere that you listen to your podcast.
Well, you could watch us as well.
You can watch us
on YouTube.
On YouTube or wherever else that the people watch the things. But yeah, thank you so much for coming, Maeve. And we'll have you back again very soon.
Follow me.
Follow me.
Oh, sorry. We should do this.
I don't post content. Just follow me.
What is it for people?
Follow her just for stories.
That's the best part.
I agree.
What is your handle? Just so that
Maeve underscore Madden.
I mean, if you don't know, you should know. But yes, and follow us.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Follow us,
please. Thank you.
Queens Don't Quit and buy the clothes. Anything else?
Subscribe to Queens Don't Quit. Great work, kids. Anything else we're selling this week? Paul's going to launch a DIY line. Don't know what it is.
Yeah, don't know. I'm not.
That's a great idea. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I'm nothing.
Nothing.
I'm doing enough.
Everything.
Well, listen, guys. See you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.